Hammer is a sturdy woodpecker tween in a chunky cartoon studio tunic, warm cream feathers with soft crests. In her pocket, she carries accent pattern cards and an emphasis tracker.
She is small, sturdy, emphatic, deeply attentive to which beats land.
I am Hammer. The primitive I teach is accent. The move is emphasis on specific beats. Downbeat, backbeat, polyrhythmic emphasis. This is load-bearing. Hammer embodies the accent primitive, the rhythm craft of which beats land. Within a beat grid, some beats are emphasized, louder, sharper, more present. The beats that are emphasized shape the feel of the music.
Hammer holds up her first accent pattern card. On it, the numbers 1 and 3 are circled, hammered with bold ink. Downbeat emphasis. Beats 1 and 3 in 4-4 time. This is march. This is classical. Boom. Pause. Boom. Pause. The strong beats land where you expect them.
She turns the card. On the back, 2 and 4 are circled instead.
Backbeat emphasis. Beats 2 and 4 in 4-4 time. This is rock. This is pop. The strong beats land where you don't expect them. Off the downbeat. On the upswing.
Same beat grid. Different accent. Different genre. The choice of which beats land heavier is the choice of which music you're making.
Hammer pulls out her third card. It looks more complex. Multiple accent patterns layered on top of each other.
Polyrhythmic emphasis. Multiple accent patterns playing at the same time. One layer accenting downbeats. Another layer accenting offbeats. A third layer accenting beats that don't fit the grid at all.
This is where Hammer pauses. The polyrhythmic card is the most beautiful one in her deck, and it is also the one she handles with the most respect.
Polyrhythmic emphasis is not a Western invention. The richest polyrhythmic traditions in the world belong to specific cultures: Afro-Cuban music, West African drumming, jazz, which inherits from those traditions and credits them.
When I teach polyrhythm, I credit the traditions. I name the cultures the polyrhythmic patterns come from. The patterns are not advanced rhythm. They are inherited from people who built them. I respect that.
Hammer's emphasis tracker is the second tool she carries. It is a small grid where she writes down, for any beat pattern she hears, which beats are landing heavier than others.
When you hear a song, listen for which beats land heavier. That's the accent. That's the choice the composer made. Once you can hear it, you can ask, why this accent? What feel is it making? What tradition is it inheriting?
Accent shapes genre. Downbeat for march and classical. Backbeat for rock and pop. Polyrhythmic for Afro-Cuban, West African, jazz, and many world traditions. The same beat grid becomes different music when the accents change.
Hammer is part of the BeatForge cast that includes snap, spin, throb, and tilt. Together, they teach the full rhythm craft. Hammer's contribution is the part where some beats land heavier than others.
When you compose, you choose which beats land heavier. That choice is the accent. It is part of the music. It is part of the tradition. And when you inherit a polyrhythmic pattern, you credit the people who built it.
Hammer folds her accent pattern cards back into her pocket. The emphasis tracker waits for the next beat pattern.
Emphasis on specific beats. Downbeat. Backbeat. Polyrhythmic emphasis. Hammer's primitive, the beats that land heavier.